appreciate you being in church tonight. I realize we've already been here over an hour. Hopefully that doesn't scare you too bad. It's Friday night. They only do this once a year that I know of, this meeting anyway. And we want to take time. Sometimes we just get in too big a hurry. I preach to you, and I'm bad about it. I've been real busy this summer. I traveled quite a bit. It's easy to just get going, going, going. And everything you do then's got to be wide open. You know, I know I got it. I ain't there yet. Quit yelling at me, sound man. You tell them we'll do the yelling, won't we, Brother John? Lord have mercy. Everybody give the sound man a big hand right there. Praise God. That's all the love you're going to get. Probably you better enjoy it. All right, I pushed the button. Has that got you smiling now? All right. Well, you threw me all the way off. Romans chapter 6 is where we'll be in just a minute. I appreciate you letting us come. I appreciate our people coming. And it gets big, man. We start talking about this trip, and it starts out about 40 people, which is about our typical group, I guess, when we travel, all 40 or 50. And then the word starts spreading. We're going to Brother John's church, and then people start talking about last year and this, that, and the other. It just seems like every time it grows and grows. I appreciate our people coming, making the effort to be here. I hate they have to come to a good meeting and hear the same guy preach they hear all the time, but that's the way it goes, I guess, sometimes. But I appreciate them doing it. Appreciate them singing tonight. I preached recently to our young people that I love them. I preached out at we had a little teen camp right before school started, and I went out and preached to them, and I didn't yell at them that night. I just said, I want to tell you I love you. I'm proud of you. Thank the Lord for you. And they're a blessing. They're not perfect by any means. Some of them I need to wring their necks right now, as a matter of fact. But at the same time, like Brother John said, they're not all out living for the devil. There's some good young people. They love God. They just make mistakes like we do. They just don't hide it as good as we adults do. That's right. They just hadn't learned to be quite as sneaky or quite as devious or quite as good at being hypocrites as we adults are. Go ahead and say amen. See, they don't know that if they come in all mad looking, we're going to know they're all mad. So, you know, they just come in looking mad if they are, whereas we'll come in just backslid as the devil and we fake a little bit. And I want you to be honest with you, adults, I won't. Just go ahead and fake a smile if you don't got one. But don't be so hard on these young people when they slip up a little bit. Romans chapter 6, verse 13. I don't know how it's going to go tonight, to be honest with you, but this is what we're going to do. I felt like the Lord laid this thought on my heart today. I feel very, I don't know, it just feels inadequate. You preachers know what I'm talking about. And so I'm trusting this is what the Lord wants us to do tonight. I want you to listen, particularly for the young people, but it could be a blessing to anybody. I don't want to step out of bounds here, but Brother Chad right there that was testifying about how good God is, his church knows and some folks know, but I just need the rest of you to know that he was standing up here saying how good God is, having just recently gone through a tremendous trial, tremendous loss in his own life. And it is a picture of the grace of God for him to stand up here. And listen, it's what grace is all about, and it'll be there. It's being there for him right now, and it'll be there for us when it's our turn. And God is good, and God has been good, and he always will be good. The Bible says the Lord is good to all. And he said it, lost, saved. Hey, listen, the atheist out in the world, whether they even believe in him or not, he is good to them. But we certainly that are in church and that are saved, we ought to understand how wonderful it is that God's been good to us. Let's read verse 13. Thank you, Brother Chad, for that. The Bible said, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but, read the next four words with me, ready? Yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Ain't you glad we was made alive when we got saved? The Bible said we were dead in trespasses and sins. You understand what that means? That means that you'd come to a service like this and people would be getting blessings and people would be crying and shouting and having a time and you wouldn't have any idea what was going on. You know why? Because there was a living spirit inside of all of them and inside of you was just dead. You were dead in trespasses and sins, but I'm glad for the day that I got saved.
and that He made me, the Bible said He quickened us and made us alive, so that when something like this is going on, I know what's going on. I don't just know what's going on. I know who it is that's stirring around, and He lives inside of me, and He's alive, and He's real, and He made me alive, and I praise the Lord for that. I thank God that I was made alive. And listen, the Bible said here, those of us that have had that happen, so we ought to yield ourselves unto God. At the end He says, and your members, talking about your body, your hands, your feet, and everything, as instruments of righteousness unto God. Brother John and Brother Chad, as they were preparing for this youth revival, as they call it on the flyer, they decided to have a theme for the meeting. I don't always preach the theme of whatever meeting I'm going to. I've been to several youth meetings this summer, and I don't always do that. I don't, as a matter of fact, I would say probably not the majority of the time. But every now and then it gets on me. I'll start thinking about a theme, and I'll dwell on it, and eventually the Lord might lead me to preach about it. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. And you may not even know, but they've got some flyers, and they got a weird-looking dude on there with a funny face, praise God. And that's my picture. I hate it when people do that. But above it, they've got their theme, and it says this, throw in the towel for Him. Throw in the towel. Now, the idea is this. Listen to me very quickly tonight. The idea is that some Christians, it's time for some Christian young people, it's time for some of you young people, some of our good young people, some of Maryville Baptist Church young people, some of Brother Ed's church and all the other churches that are represented here. It's time for some of you young people, and let me just go ahead and say, many adult Christians as well, it's time to quit holding back. It's time to quit half-heartedly serving the Lord, and it's time to go ahead. Hey, listen, it's time to go ahead and just throw in the towel for Jesus. Now, listen, just take your little towel and throw it in the ring. Just say, you know what? I surrender to Jesus. That's what that means. That means you quit holding back. You see, you like being saved. You like the fact that you're going to go to heaven. You like the fact that you've got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that we've got a friend that comes when we need him. Like I said last night, that we cry out and He hears us, and you love all of that. But at the same time, there's just a few things that you still haven't given to the Lord that you're holding back in your life. You're not ready to give them up, or you're not ready to let Him have it, or you're scared about what He might say, and you're holding back, and you're half-heartedly doing this thing in the Christian life. What this theme means is this, that tonight will be a good night for you to throw in the towel for Jesus. And listen, that don't mean quit on Jesus. We're not talking about that kind of throwing the towel. We're talking about you throw it in and say, Jesus, I surrender all, like the old hymn said, I surrender it all to you. Do with me whatever you want to do. Do it when you want to do it. Do it how you want to do it. Do it with whomever you want to do it. It'd be a blessing if tonight some of us would throw in the towel. That throwing in the towel means surrender. The word surrender also carries with it the idea to yield. That was the verse here that we read. To yield, to give into. In a boxing match, sometimes the manager over in the corner, he'll be watching a fight, and there comes a time every now and then, it don't happen a lot, but occasionally there comes a time that the guy in the corner who cares about that boxer will make the decision to throw in the towel, and by that he's saying, we surrender. By that he's saying, we yield to you. You win. And we're going to go ahead and stop fighting against you right now. Wouldn't it be a blessing if some of you young people would say that to Jesus? Tonight, I'm going to stop fighting against you, Jesus, and I'm going to yield myself and just go ahead and start working on me however you want to. It'd be a blessing for some of you. You know what he said to Paul? When Paul got saved, he said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. In other words, Paul, God had been dealing with Paul's heart. He'd been poking in his heart. He'd been convicting him, and y'all know what I'm talking about, and you young people know what I'm talking about, and some of you, and some adults too, by the way, know that God deals with you, and He deals with you, and there's just a few things you're still holding back. Wouldn't it be a good night to say, all right, Jesus, all right, I throw in the towel, I surrender, I give, I'm surrendering to you, I yield, you win. Wouldn't it be a blessing? By the way, if he got serious enough, you wouldn't have any choice. He could always do like he does, like we say to our kids, sometimes driving down the road, or if they happen to be sitting away from you in church and they won't listen, you're snapping at them, you're pointing at them, maybe you're mouthing the words to them in the church service. You know what you finally decide? If they won't be good back there, I'll bring you up here by me and I'll make you be good. Isn't that how we think? Well, you do understand that the Lord can do that whenever he wants to with some of us young, some of us Christians who just keep fighting against him. If he wants to, he could just bring us up there and set us right beside him where he knows we'd be good. Wouldn't it be better tonight not to have to go that far? Wouldn't it be better tonight to just throw the towel in the middle of the ring and say, you know what, Jesus? Hey, I surrender. I yield. You win. First of all, let me talk to you about, and obviously we've already said it, but let me say it again, to whom should we yield? In our text, the Bible plainly says, yield yourselves unto God. We need to surrender to Him tonight. You know what? You had a chance earlier in the service. You've had a chance. Brother Craig Edwards preaches a message, and he talks about praise and worshiping God. And he uses an illustration near the end of that message where he talks about the old cowboy movies. And if you've ever seen the old cowboy movies, when the good guys would finally get all the bad guys surrounded in a little old house or something, you know, and they'd be shooting the windows out of the place. You know how that works. They're shooting out of the house. They're shooting in the house. They blow that old house to pieces. And finally, when the bad guys are all wounded, or most of them are all dead, or the place is shot to pieces and there's no more bullets, they'll start waving that white flag of surrender. And when they come out, what do? When they come out? Does anybody know? What do they tell them? Say it out loud. Somebody just said it. Hands up. Ain't that what they say? Hey, if you've really surrendered, put your hands up. We don't want you pulling a gun out from the side. Go ahead and surrender. Put your hands up. You know what some of you could have done tonight? You could have went ahead and showed the Lord a good spirit of surrender. When we were singing, God's been good, you could have just went ahead. Because you know some of you, God's wanting you to do it. You know some of you young people, you're on the edge of that. But you haven't yet yielded that pride. You haven't yet yielded or surrendered. That I'm afraid of what my friends might think. And you just kind of raise a hand. Hey, let's go ahead and throw them both up and say, you know what? I give up. I give up. I give up. I'm surrendering to you. Bless your holy name. I yield to you. That's a good way to do it. You had a chance tonight. When's the last time you did that in a service? I mean, where you just turned loose of your pride. You just turned loose of your flesh. And you just turned loose of everything and raised your hands as if to say, I'm not even going to fight it anymore. I'm not even going to worry about what anybody thinks. I'm not going to worry about if they think I'm a charismatic. You know what? I don't care if you think we're charismatic or not. We are not charismatic, but we ought to be automatic. Praise God. You understand that? We shouldn't have to pull it out of you to get you to say amen when we're singing God's been good. Hey, listen, when you got that many of your children, God help us adults in here, when our children are standing up on a Friday night and they're raising their hands and you're just sitting there saying, well, hey, listen, would you rather them be out there ruining their lives? By the way, what's going to make them throw their hands up when they're looking at you parents and you ain't got yours up? Amen. You say, preacher, the flyer says youth revival. How about getting off us and get on the young people? Well, see, you know good and well, much of the problems of our young people are who they're watching. It ain't just the young people that need to throw in the towel. Hey, listen, it's all of us. We need to just shake that white flag and throw it in tonight. And listen, say, it's to you, God. Hey, listen, there are certain people to whom we ought to yield from time to time in life. People who are of a higher power than us. How many of you had older brothers? I had two older brothers. The oldest one was 6 years older than me. I don't know if you ever fought, but we would fight whether I wanted to or not. I would be involved in fights sometimes. That's just kind of the way older brothers do it. They just decide they want to fight younger brothers. And you know how it works. They get you down and you start getting mad. And the madder they see you get, the more they're enjoying what it is they're doing. Isn't that right? And they like to get you to the place that you can't do anything. They like to get you down or get you around the neck, and they like to get you where you cannot do anything about it. And then what is it that they want you to say? Say uncle. I don't know why. Does anybody know why we say uncle? I would think I'd make them say daddy, because I'm your daddy. Say I'm your daddy, you know. But they say uncle. Or you know what they're saying right there? Do you surrender? Do you yield? Just go ahead and admit it. Have I got you or not? And to be honest with you, sometimes there ain't nothing you can do about it. If they've just got more power than you, you just have to throw in the flag. You have to throw in the towel and surrender and say, I yield. Hey, when they have higher powers than you, not only that, but sometimes when somebody has a higher position than you, you have to yield to them. In life, when someone has a position of authority that's higher than ours, we often have to yield to them. In the military, it's a perfect example. Hey, whether you like it or not, in the military, if they've got a higher rank than you, you got to yield. Even if you could whip them, even if you could handle them, even if you think they're crazy, if they've got more authority than you, if you've got any sense, you know what you do? You just yield. You just say, all right, I surrender. You win. You might argue for a minute if they're having a discussion. But, buddy, when they start saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm your superior, this is what I said, at that point, you know what you got to do? You got to yield because they got a higher position than you. Higher powers you have to yield to. Higher positions you have to yield to. And a higher perspective sometimes you ought to yield to. That means sometimes people, we have to learn that those who have a better perspective over a situation, we ought to yield to what they're saying. I thought about in NASCAR racing, you've got those drivers, they're down on that track, they're doing 150 or whatever, depending on the track, 160, 170 miles an hour. They basically can just see what's right in front of them. Now, if you don't know anything about it, they have somebody way up on top they call the spotter. And the spotter's up there with binoculars, and you know what he's doing? He's getting a better perspective. The driver can just see basically what's right in front of him, but that spotter can see the big picture. He can see the whole race. He can see it all. And what happens a lot of times is there'll be a wreck somewhere, and this driver, he can't see it. Now listen to this. You know what he does at that point? He yields to that spotter. That spotter starts saying, look, there's a wreck up ahead of you. You're going to have to trust me. Go high, go high. Now, it doesn't matter what that driver sees. He may see nothing at that point. Or he may think it looks better down low. But you know what they do? Almost every time, if they got any sense, you know what they do? They don't start saying, I know better. I got stupid. I can see right in front of me. No, they don't say that because they realize there's somebody way up higher than them that can see the whole race. And they see danger ahead. And so this driver, if he's got sense and he don't want to wreck and ruin his own day, you know what he does? He yields to that higher perspective and he just listens and does what he says. And most of the time they keep him out of trouble. Hey, listen, who are we supposed to yield to? I'll tell you who. The one that's got more power than you do. The one who has a position of authority greater than any in the world. Better than any president, more than any king. When you say God, that's about as high rank as you can get. Not only that, but he's the one with the highest perspective. Hey, young people. Hey, listen, young people. You know why you ought to yield to him? Because he don't just see what's in front of you like you do. You know why you ought to yield to him, young person, when he's telling you that boyfriend, he's not good for you? Because he's not just looking at what that boy does right today. He's looking around the track. And sometimes he sees a wreck on down the road because he's got a better perspective. And you know what you need to do tonight? You need to throw in the towel. And you need to say, I surrender to you, Lord, because you can see better than I can see. To whom should we yield? We should yield ourselves, as he said, unto God. Number two, what should we yield? This is where I want to spend a few minutes. Then we're going to have the invitation. Hey, listen, it's just going to be what it is. You're just going to have a chance. You might not get swept off your seat tonight in a wave of emotion. You might just have to decide. I mean, you might just have to decide tonight to just, you know what? I've been playing around long enough. It hadn't gotten me anywhere. And by the way, it hadn't. If you think it has, you're just fooling yourself. You're just still blind. And you're not trusting the one that can see everything. And tonight might be a good night. Just make a choice to throw in the towel and say, all right, Jesus. You know, that's what I did when I was 21. When I was 21, I wasn't out living like the devil. I was going to church. I was teaching some Sunday school and stuff like that. But I'd never surrendered my all to the Lord. I'd never even heard that, really. To be honest with you, the little church I grew up in, they didn't talk about that stuff. I mean, basically, if you was going to church, you was doing pretty good, you know. I'd never heard about giving your whole life to Jesus. I'd never heard about letting Him decide who you marry and letting Him decide where you live and letting Him decide what you do. I'd never heard all that stuff put that plain. And that week it was preached and I praise God, the Holy Spirit dealt my heart. And we did have some shouting and some emotional services. Hey, but listen, that ain't what happened. I just bought into it. I just listened to what that preacher was saying. I started thinking, all right, God, you can see everything. Okay, I can't. I mean, I think it looks pretty good right now, but we'll see what you say. You know what? Listen, young people, this is what bothers you, by the way. He changed everything. And that's why you don't want to do it. The reason you don't want to yield to the Lord, same reason we adults don't want to, is we're afraid God's going to mess it up. Well, I would never say that. You don't have to. I said it for you. That's exactly what we're worried about. Listen, parents, That's what some of you are worried about your kids. Some of you get nervous when your children start really getting fanatical about Jesus. You get scared to death, some of you that have young sons, when they go off to these youth meetings. Because some of you are afraid he's going to come back and start talking about preaching. And you don't want that life for him. We got plans for him. We want him to be a success. See, Mama, you just ain't trusting him. What we all got to understand is he can see it all. And he knows best. And I just got to throw the towel in by faith. Just by faith. So what am I supposed to yield? Young people, what am I supposed to yield? First of all, and not just young people, we need to yield your will to him. You need to yield your will to him. I think I got a will towel here somewhere. Not that one. Here we go. Your will. You need to yield your will. So what's my will? That will for your life. That plan. You say, well, I ain't got a bad plan. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not it's a good or a bad one. It just has to do with whether or not it's the one he has. The plan I had for my life wasn't a bad one. I was going to marry a good young lady. She was a church lady. I was going to teach public school. I mean, I was going to go to church. I was going to stay in church and work in church. We was going to raise kids in church. It wasn't a bad plan. It just wasn't his plan. See, what'd you do? I threw the towel in one night. I threw it. By the way, young people, I didn't just say, all right, Lord, I've got a couple of things planned out. I'll let you decide all the rest, but I want to keep these three. Now, I want you to know something. It's all right to talk to the Lord about what you want. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. He knows anyway, don't he? I mean, I've been doing that lately. The Lord deals with my heart, and I'll say, all right, well, Lord, I can't lie to you. You can't lie to him. You can't trick him. Sometimes we try to trick him when we're praying. We try to fake him out. Yes, Lord, you know. Lord does know. So what I've started saying is, well, Lord, you know what I want. You know with all my heart, this is what I want. But by your grace, I'm going to try to pray your will be done. See, that's what Jesus prayed. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. That's what you got to learn to pray. That's how you throw your will. That's how you throw the towel of your will in the ring. You start saying, your will be done. Your will be done. Your will be done. And you know what? When I was 21, I started saying it. First time ever. I started saying it. Your will be done. He said, what about the girl? You know how long we'd been dating? 6 years we'd been dating. That's a long time. She had furniture. I mean, we was on our way. Listen, she graduated college in 3 years. She worked extra hard to graduate. That's a good woman, man. She worked 3 years to get out of college early so she could get a job and work a year. So when the deadbeat got done after 4 years, we'd already have a year's worth of work and a house and everything else. And her mama was loaded. I love my wife. Her mama ain't loaded. I want you to know that. It was a good plan, it seemed like. So what'd you do? I didn't even think about it. I just threw it all in. I said, Lord, I'm throwing in the towel of my will. What do you want? First thing he said, how about her? You know what? That was the revival went through Friday night, and on Sunday I broke up. Wasn't easy. I'm not telling you it was easy. I mean, you got feelings after 6 years. But, man, I was just thinking, he said he knows best. That preacher said he knows best. That preacher said he knows best. That preacher said he can see it all. The preacher said he can see past today. By the way, I'm glad I threw it in. He had the right one waiting on me. See that other one? She wouldn't have wanted to be no pastor's wife, which we didn't know I was going to be. I wasn't even called to preach yet. See, young people, you're looking at what you are right now. You're trying to make your plans based on what you are right now. I was making my plans based on what I was right then. You know what I was right then? I was a college student, going to be a school teacher. Hey, and I was making my future plans based on that. But there was somebody with a better perspective. Hallelujah. There was somebody that said, if you'll listen, you're going to be something else. You're going to be different. You're not going to be what you think. And you're not going to be, praise the Lord, what you are right now. But you're going to have to throw the towel in and trust me. And you know what I did? I said, all right, Lord. And you know how you throw your will in? That means your wants have to be thrown in. That means your way. The Bible said, commit thy way unto the Lord, and He shall bring it to pass. The way you have planned, the wants in your heart, and by the way, He may give them to you, but you've got to be willing to throw the will towel in. Hey, you got to throw it. And say, you do whatever you want. And listen, I didn't want to leave Kentucky. I didn't like leaving my family. That would have never been a plan. But you know what the Lord did? He said, how about her? I got rid of her. He said, how about home? All right, Lord. They said, you know best. Threw it in. I just left. My mama didn't like it. She didn't like it. She didn't like the church. She didn't like the preacher. She thought they'd come in and stole me. That's what she said. We thought all big churches were liberal in those days. And I was leaving a little old country church. By the way, listen to me now. I was their only piano player. I led their youth choir. I taught their Sunday school. You know what they'd say to me? They'd say, how can it be the will of God when you're our piano player and we don't have one? That's a logical question. That's a good question. Guess what my answer was? I don't know. All I do know is I threw the towel in, and I didn't say, as long as you let me stay here and play the piano. I just threw it in. Will you throw in the towel of your will tonight? What should you yield your will to Him? Let me tell you number two, what should you yield your skill to Him? Yield your skill to Him. See, you shouldn't only yield what you're going to do. It's pretty easy to bet that sometimes. Yeah, Lord, you can have my future. Some of you boys don't even know if you've got one. You're thinking you're probably going to be with me in school for probably 10 more years, some of you. Be honest with you, I'm thinking that for some of you. So it's easy sometimes to say, all right, Lord, in the future, whatever you want, you got it. I mean, you know, if you didn't have a girlfriend and you didn't have a position, I mean, it'd be easy to throw all that in, wouldn't it? So what we got to understand tonight is not only your will, you need to throw your skill in. See, what's that? The will is what you're going to do. The skill is what you can do now. Will you yield that? Oh, but I'm shy. Throw the towel in. Shy don't count no more. If God says you sing in the choir, then you sing in the choir if you can. I mean, can you? Hey, adults, could you be singing in the choir? Could you be doing something for God? What is it? Listen now, whatever ability is in your life, God put it there, and He put it there for you to use for Him. You might be saying, I can't do anything except cook. All right? You been cooking for this meeting? Do y'all have cook? Do you need people to cook? Can you do it? Are you doing it for Him? I'm not joking. If that's all you can do, let me give you a piece of advice. You better find a way to use that for God. You say, I'm not very good at that, but I'm good on the computer. Have you found a way to use that for God? I guarantee you're using it for the devil sometimes if you ain't careful. Amen. Now listen, Facebook in itself is not a sin, but I'm going to tell you something. It's very quickly becoming a major problem for our good churches. Because it is a gossip factory. Amen! Hallelujah! Yes! But if you're good at it, why don't you use it for God? Our church needs computer help all the time. Hey, our church needs internet help. It needs website help. Can you do that? God made you able to do it. He didn't make you able to do that just so you could get rich. He made you able to do that, and if you get rich with it, that's okay with Him, but He made you able to do it because He's got somehow you could use it for Him, but some of you hadn't thrown in the towel of your skill yet. Amen. Preacher, I don't know, I just couldn't get up there and sing. I'd be scared. Hey, can you play an instrument? He didn't give you that ability to use for the devil, I guarantee you that. He didn't give them little girls on the Disney Channel their ability so they could do it in front of the whole world and become wicked when they're about 16 or 17. That ain't why He did it, but nobody ever told them they're supposed to surrender their skill to God. But somebody's telling you that, aren't you? What is it you can do? What is it you can do? You better find something. You can do something for God. Do you talk all the time? Any of you got kids that talk all the time? They need to use it for God. Hey, I talk all the time. All the time. Better use it for God. Come on. Do you text all the time? Text for God. That's right. Hey, did you know? Hey, listen to this. Did you know that people will talk to you about God texting that never would face to face? It takes away your inhibitions. Just like people will talk dirty on one of those that never would say it face to face, it takes away your inhibitions. Well, let's turn that around and talk to them about God. You know what? They might talk to you more openly on that text than they ever would face to face. But you ain't using it your thousands a month for God. When you going to yield your skill? Ben Rochester. Anybody know Ben Rochester? The Rochester family, musical family, you know who I'm talking about? I don't know anybody that's got more musical skill than him. I had a CD. I wish I had it. I'd play a clip of it. I had a CD. It's just him playing music. 7 different instruments. He's playing them all. Played one, recorded the next, 7 different ones. You wouldn't believe how good. Unbelievably good. You know what he's done? He's yielded that. I guarantee you he's had offers from the secular industry. I guarantee you he's had people ask him, why don't you come to Nashville and play? Hey, you don't got to get on stage. Why don't you just come and play background for some of these big country stars? You know what he says? No, that ain't why I can do this. I threw in the towel. I threw in the towel and surrendered. I yielded my skill. Yielded my skill. You say, preacher, I don't know. I'm telling you, there's something you can do, and you can do it for God. And if there's something you can do and you're not yet doing it for God, what are you waiting for? You better throw in the towel tonight. Hey, guys, can you drive? Well, I'm a good driver. Yeah, I ought to be in NASCAR. I'm a good driver. You driving a bus? You driving a van? Come on. We thank you for paying your tithes. We want you to do that, and you ought to do a little more of that if you can. Hey, but we're not talking about that part tonight. We're talking about yielding your skill. You know what Paul said? He said, present your bodies. Thank you for your prayers, but occasionally we need your hands. Occasionally we need... He didn't say present just your spirit. He said present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hey, young people, when we have a work day around the church to clean up or something, hey, don't just think about us. Oh, I'm with you in spirit. Yeah, your spirit don't pick up much trash. How about present your body? Present your body. Hey, listen, I'll be praying for y'all while you go out witnessing, preacher. All right, why don't you come pray with us? Present your body a living sacrifice. Have you ever thrown in the towel of your skills, your abilities? In our text verse, he said, your members. Remember that? He said, yield your members as instruments of righteousness. Your members, what you can do. Hey, men, they need to build a bigger building here. Can you do it? Have you ever come and told the preacher if he wants to have some more work done that you'll help this time? Did you help last time, or did you not think you should have done it? And so since you didn't think they should have done it, you didn't come and help. That ain't unity. Unity is you get a chance to vote. And if you vote no and the church votes yes, then you show up and give them your skill. Not, I sit back at the house and hope it falls down so I can say, see, y'all should have listened to me. Isn't that how most people's spirit is? We had a man voted no when we did the renovations on our church. A good man. A solid man. I watched him and his family, and a few voted no. They didn't think we should do it. The very next Monday, they were taking all the pews out of our church and pushing them on rollers and carrying them up to our gym to set up a temporary auditorium. You know who I saw out there all day carrying and moving pews? That man that had voted no. Best sign of unity I'd ever seen in my life. I thought, I can't believe he's here. He thought with all his heart we shouldn't do it. Our church was struggling financially. He thought it was a bad time to go into a building project. He voiced his vote. But when the church body said, let's do it, you know what he said? I'm part of this church body. And the church body said yes. And he showed up and he yielded his skill. How about you? Have you ever thrown in the towel of your skill? Let me tell you this last one. You need to yield your zeal. Skill. Thrown in the towel of your skill right there. Woo! Right there. About to hit that lady in the head. How about your zeal? Where's zeal at? Have you ever thrown in the towel of your zeal? Let's say, what does that mean, preacher? It means this. When is God going to be what you get excited about? Boys. When is He finally going to be what you get excited about the most? Well, I just don't get excited. I just don't get excited about you. Listen, I've coached some of you boys in basketball a long time. I've seen you get passionate. Now, y'all seen me, haven't you? Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen me that loud in church? Sure you have, if you'll be honest. You've seen me hit the pulpit just as hard as I've hit anything in practice. You've seen me just as passionate. You know what? I believe I surrendered my zeal. I believe I yielded it to God a long time ago. I believe you could go back in my life and find the time when I said, you are what I'm going to get excited about. That doesn't mean I can't get excited about other things. But I want Him to know He's what pumps me up. See, doing what we're doing tonight, it's what I like doing. It's what I like. Hey, young people, when are you going to tell Jesus that? Hey, Jesus, I yield my zeal to you. I surrendered. I throw in the towel. Woo, that one hung there. You know what He said? Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That word delight means that which gives great pleasure. I see so many young people that are just enduring. Even the ones that decide they want to try to do right. They just decide they want to do right. And this is almost what they decide. Well, I mean, I know I'm supposed to do right, so I'm going to do right. I am. I'm going to do right. I hate it, but I'm doing right. I'm not having any fun, but I'm doing right. Now, I appreciate your devotion, but that ain't the way you're supposed to be living. That ain't the way you're supposed to be living. It said, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. He said that we have joy. He said we're supposed to be serving the Lord with gladness. What's the matter with us? Preacher, we just got problems. Yeah, we do. But I don't think that's the problem. Listen, let me ask you a question. You got any Georgia Bulldog fans in here? Woo! Hallelujah. I know I've seen enough red G's on vehicles out here. Last week when they about blew it, but they pulled it out and won, right? When you was watching that, and they ended up winning, was the circumstances of life hindering you at that very moment from being excited? I mean, honestly, when Georgia, well, preacher, it's just things are so rough. You're a liar, man. No. See, it's just where your zeal is. In church, well, it ain't no time to be shouting. Don't you know the economy's falling apart? Don't you know we got this, we got that, and the politics? I know all that, but listen, that wasn't bothering you when you won the game the other night. It's something that preacher, and by the way, I do other things. We play golf, and if I ever win, I ain't worried about the economy. That ain't very often. But when I do win, when I do beat Brother Matt, the whole country can be falling into poverty on that day. I'm going home. First thing, I'm calling my wife. She's going to say, did you win? And I'm going to say, yeah. Don't matter. Hey, listen, church split the day before. Right then, I just beat Brother Matt today in golf. Ain't that right? Brother Brian, say amen right there. Not that it's going to happen anytime soon, but if you ever beat Brother Matt, you'll be the same way. That was a blessing to you, wasn't it? Don't talk about me behind my back while you're in the pulpit. And it's something. In church, they'll preach it. Well, you know, we don't want to be a hypocrite. And, you know, I just don't feel it because I had a bad week. No, the problem is you ain't thrown in the towel of your zeal to God. If you had, you could come in here, listen now, and when them kids started singing, God's been good, you could forget about the circumstances for a little bit. And you could surrender. You can just worship Him.
and you can just rejoice. You say, my problems won't go away. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just surrender to Him. And for a little bit, they fade away in the presence of the Lord. Sister, can you play I Surrender All? Yeah, come on up here and get that and ready, if you don't care. I want to tell you, you need to yield to God. Young people, yield to Him. Throw in the towel tonight. Surrender. He has more power than you. He has a position of authority that's worthy of yielding to. He has a better perspective than you have. And listen, He can see the end right now. And He can be trusted. He's not going to mess it up. He's not. He said, but I got a great plan. His is just as good or better. And listen, it may be the same. It may be the plan you have. I'm not saying it always gets changed. You're already trying to live for God. You already, listen, it may be that plan. The key, though, is that you say, not my will, but thine be done. I yield. I yield because you know best. I yield because you can see the end from the beginning. See, you can trust Him. He don't want to make your life miserable. The reason a lot of young people think like that is because they see so many of us and we act miserable. That ain't what God's got for you young people. It's not like that once you surrender to God, you're just, okay, well, I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to sacrifice all happiness forever until we get to heaven. And I'll just live this Christian life. That ain't the way it is. He don't want you to be miserable. As a matter of fact, He wants you to have life more abundant. That's what He said. That's why Jesus said He came. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. One place He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He don't want you miserable, young person. He's not sitting up there looking down at you saying, boy, they really, really want that. I think I'll take it away from them. Just see. God ain't like that. He loves you. And if He decides He wants to take something away, you know why He took away that girl? Because He had better for me. Do you understand that? Way better. You know why He took away home? Because I had another one. Do you know where my home is now? It's not Kentucky anymore. When I'm there, I use that phrase sometimes, I'm going back home. Hey, but when I'm there a few days, you know what I start telling Becca? I'm ready to go. It ain't there no more. You know where it is? It's where your heart is. And He knew that. And He had it better for me. And that job, that life, that career and all that stuff, I wasn't even called to preach. I was looking at what I was right then. And I was building my plan based on what I was right then. But I praise God, hallelujah, for His holy name, that He was looking at what I was going to be. Hey, listen, I'd much rather have the life I have now than the one I had planned for myself. Say, how'd you get it? I threw in the towel that night at a revival like this one. I just threw it out. I said, Lord, I don't know. He says you could see it all, and I surrender it all to you tonight. And listen, He had a better plan. Has it all been good? No. I went to that church. I moved there. Everything seemed wonderful. And in less than 3 years, it blew apart like an atom bomb hit it. I mean, woo, it blew up. Say amen, Brother Lee. You know what I'm talking about. It was awful. And then we thought it was getting better. And it happened again. Now preachers call me all the time. If anybody talks to some young preacher who's taking a church that's an absolute mess, you know who they tell them to call? You call Tony Shirley. I'm the mess guy. You know what I tell them? I don't know. I just stayed. That's all I did. The Lord never told me I could leave. I don't want you to think I shouted all the way through that. Are you crazy? I went home mad. I fussed. I wanted to hit people. We're all human. But somewhere before that, I had said, I throw it in. From now on, Lord, you decide. From now on, you tell me. I had people say, if they run you off, boy, you come over here with us. Good friends of mine. Don't you worry about it. As soon as you're ready, you come over here and work with us. The Lord never said leave. Man, I'm so glad. I mean, I can't even tell you. About 2 weeks ago, we had a couples retreat.
And they gathered around and prayed for me and my wife. Our couples gathered around and prayed for us. And they all got done, and I wasn't done. The Holy Ghost was just flooding in my soul. And I started praying at first, and I was praying for my family, you know, Lord, protect us from the devil and help us have a good, strong marriage. And then all of a sudden, it switched gears in my heart. And it started being, boy, you sure are good. And I thank you that I'm even saved. I started thinking, I'm at a church couples thing with a Christian wife. And I got church people gathered around. And you know what they was praying? God, take care of him. Take care of his wife. Take care of his kids. I started saying, Lord, I'm thankful I'm even saved. Becca said I was about to break her hand. She got up and left me because I was breaking her hand while I was getting wound up. And I started saying, thank you that I got saved, wife. Thank you that my kids are saved. I just started thinking about how great my life was. And I just started thanking him and praising him. I was crying. I started saying, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. And I raised up and they're singing that song. But they just sang. Did I mention that I love him? How I worship and adore him. I just started having a spell all over him. I was just by myself on the altar. They was all sitting in their seats at a couples retreat. I mean, we're supposed to be doing couple stuff. Then it hit that part and it said, he's been faithful to every promise that he ever made you. And I was thinking back to that week when I gave him my whole life. That preacher said he'll take care of you. That preacher said he's got a better plan for you. That preacher said you can trust him, just what I'm telling you. And I was kneeling there that night. Woo! I started saying, faithful! Faithful! He's been faithful! It's been 15 years, see? It's been 15 years and a bunch of garbage in there. But it wasn't done him. He wasn't garbage. All he was faithful. You threw in the towel? Watch this. Do you surrender all? Do you surrender all? Let's stand. You men right here, if you don't care, move your chairs out. Leave about three on the end where these ladies can slide down. Then move those chairs out of the way. Listen to me now, young people. I'm going to give you a chance just to make a choice tonight. Have you ever surrendered all? I mean, really? All? Have you ever surrendered that boy? Have you ever said, God, if you don't want me to be with him or her, you tell me. Have you ever surrendered those plans? Have you thrown in the towel of your future? Have you thrown in the towel of your friends? Have you? Have you? What if they go to the Christian school but they're not right? Have you thrown that towel in? Have you said, you tell me to distance myself and I will? Tonight would be a good night. I got some more up here. We can just throw them all night long. We can just throw them into Jesus. You got that song, brother? You going to sing that? Go ahead and get ready. Heads are bowed. I tell you what, young people, some of yours just come right now.